From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Herpetologists have found a living fossil in the mountains of southern India, the only known representative of a previously unknown family of frogs. According to a paper in the latest edition of the journal Nature, the frog's closest known relatives live only on some islands near the east coast of Africa, thousands of miles away. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Not too long ago, a man was digging a hole in the western Ghats Mountains of southern India when a strange-looking frog jumped up onto the end of his shovel. He took the frog to S.D. Beege, a biologist based in Bombay. Beege went to Frankie Bosrit, a Belgian herpetologist.
He came to Belgium and showed me a picture of this frog and asked me, "Do you know what this is?" And so I said, "No, I have never seen this before." So then we decided to go for a DNA analysis.
The frog was squat and bloated, with a sharp pointed face that only a mother frog could love. Bosrit thought he was probably looking at a new species of so-called digger frogs, native to the mountains of southern India. But when he compared the DNA of this frog to the DNA of every other frog in India, he found nothing even vaguely similar.
That was, wow, we really have something here.
Thinking the new amphibian might be a native of some other continent, Bosrit decided to widen his search for a DNA match to cover all 4,800 species of frog on Earth. The closest things to a match this time were three kinds of frog found off the coast of Africa on the Seychelles Islands. And close wasn't really the right word. According to Bosrit, his frog was not merely from a different species, but from a whole different genetic family.
The fact that we found this frog now, it's like finding something we thought had gone extinct 65 million years ago.
Evolutionary biologists are calling it the coelacanth of the frog world. That's a reference to an ancient fish whose rediscovery in 1928 sparked an international scientific sensation. And biologist Blair Hedges of Pennsylvania State University says the comparison fits.
Now, new species are found all the time. For example, in frogs, there are about 50 to 100 new species found every year, but virtually all of those are species that are closely related to things that we know about. This one is different, like a coelacanth, because it just doesn't have any really close relatives. It's literally a frog from the age of the dinosaurs. It's really remarkable.
Equally remarkable is the route this creature took from the heart of the former supercontinent called Gondwanaland to what are now the mountains of southern India. When Gondwanaland began to break apart, the frog rode what is now called India to the east, says Blair.
Apparently, this frog started in the south and moved north, and it never swam across the Indian Ocean, the 3,000 kilometers, but it just was on land the whole time, moving by plate tectonics or geology.
Blair says there is one more obvious thing about this new frog. Non-herpetologists are certain to find it ugly. It looks a bit like a squashed piece of fruit that has grown legs, he says, with a small face and a pointy beak-like snout it uses for digging. Bosrit, the herpetologist, does not agree, of course. As far as he's concerned, the discovery of this new creature is the highlight of his career. In India's Ghats Mountains, laborers are looking for more of these frogs now. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.